with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's undecided about ordering a U.S. military strike against Iran.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Meanwhile, Iran continues to attack Israel. BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reports.
One of those missiles hit here, this residential neighborhood in the city of Holon near Tel Aviv. And the authorities are saying that the missile landed between these two buildings. The top section of that four-story building partially collapsed. There is some damage in nearby houses as well. So I think it shows that Iran continues to have the ability to carry out these attacks.
At least 240 people wounded in the latest Iranian attacks. President Trump has granted TikTok yet another reprieve from being banned in the U.S., a 90-day reprieve. Powerful Hurricane Eric has made landfall on Mexico's southwest coast. That's according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Meteorologist Robbie Berg says Eric is pounding parts of Mexico.
Eric made landfall a short time ago in the western part of Oaxaca State in Mexico. That would be just to the east of Punta Maldonado. Maximum sustained winds have come down a little bit. They're 125 miles per hour, but that's still a major Category 3 hurricane.
Eric is expected to rapidly weaken over the mountains of Mexico, and the system is likely to dissipate. That would be early Thursday or early Friday. In health news, the FDA approved the world's only twice-a-year shot to prevent HIV. A drug named lenacapavir nearly eliminated new infections in two groundbreaking studies of people at high risk. It will be sold under the name of Yeztugo. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
Human Rights Watch has issued a report saying that the country's draconian blasphemy laws are being misused to persecute Christians and other religious minorities. The report also accuses the government of Pakistan of inciting mass violence against Christians so as to seize their land and other property. Pakistan is 96% Muslim and is ranked number 8 on Open Door's annual list of the countries where persecution of Christians is worse.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. British lawmakers voting to decriminalize abortion. This will make abortion right up to the moment of birth legal in the United Kingdom. The House of Commons approved an amendment to a broader crime bill that would bar the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children warns that unborn babies will now have any remaining protection stripped away, and women will be left at the mercy of abusers. This is SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board has provided new details about a deadly May plane crash in San Diego.
Shortly after the crash of a small jet into a San Diego neighborhood last month, NTSB investigator Dan Baker told reporters
there was airport lighting that was out that would have affected the illumination of the runway.
Now the NTSB says the runway lights at Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport had not been working since 2022. Repairs delayed while waiting for an environmental study, although other lights at the airport were working. Too low, the Cessna struck power lines before crashing, killing all six people aboard and injuring eight on the ground. I'm Ben Thomas.
Long Island's last commercial duck farm rebuilding after a bird flu outbreak forced the destruction of its entire 100,000 bird flock in January. The first wave of 900 young chicks has now arrived at the Crescent Duck Farm. More details at srnnews.com.